everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have a brief tale from someone who's north of me and north of the border. It is Andrew. Welcome, Andrew.
Hello.
Good to have you here. We've been talking for a little bit online, so it's good to get you on the podcast. So we'll jump right into our discussion. And for those who don't know you, tell our listeners a little bit about you.
I'm a 31-year-old male. I live in Ontario in the north part of Canada. I am average size and height, I'd say. I work in a business environment at work. As for underwear preferences, I have, I'm going to say 300 pairs the last time I checked.
All nice.
All varieties, and you'll be happy to hear that I don't own any boxers.
Yay! I was about to say, we know two people who are upset over that, but the rest of us probably are not. Yes, you score points for that. Score points.
Should I keep tally, or are you going to?
Keep going.
Yeah, that's all I really have to say about myself. I'm an avid gym goer. I have a Peloton bike, so I'm on that every day. And I live a pretty active lifestyle, so I need all varieties of underwear to suit.
Very good. Awesome. So we have some other things in common that we'll touch on in a bit. But when did you first discover your love of underwear before you got your 300 plus pairs? When did you discover it?
I'd have to say growing up in a family of mostly, I have two brothers, and we live a very European, I'd say, lifestyle. So, and grew up without air conditioning, so we were always just hanging out in our underwear in the summertime. And I discovered the colors and the different feelings walking through the underwear department in department stores. And I knew I enjoyed something about it, and then started trying different styles when I got to college. And I got hooked on all the different cuts and styles then.
Nice. Very cool. No air conditioner is very foreign to me living in the South. That's just like, no, I've got to have air. Yeah,
We grew up with an in-ground pool, so our trick was to jump in the pool before bed, put the fans on, and we were good to go.
Well, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, being up where you are, I'm sure it gets warm, but not like stifling hot like the South. Oh,
yeah.
So do you remember the first good pair of underwear you bought? Do you remember what you got?
I'd have to say it was a 2XS, I'm going to say trunk, but it was part of their contrast collection. So the piping was all black and the material was all white. Mm-hmm. And it hugged and held everything properly. So I really enjoyed that. And then I found that in a store in a larger city outside of the small town that I was living in. And then discovered that I could buy Calvin Klein's in the city that I lived in. So I bought a few Calvin Klein's and then got hooked and threw out all the Fruit of the Loom I could.
Well, our white bear fans are probably like, no, but the rest of us are like, okay.
Yeah.
I think we all kind of did that once we discovered that, oh my God, it can feel like this. Oh, exactly. Yes. Give me more, please. Give me more. Because, yeah, I had very similar story with mine. So, yes. So, you discovered underwear in the store and you got these 2XS underwear, which I remember the contrast collection well. It was a really cool collection they did. And then how did you get this trunk from 2XS and transpose it into what you have your collection today? What made you go out and try? Did it make you go out and try different things? Or did you just see things online and go, ooh, that looks good? So how did you sort of grow your collection and grow your interest in underwear?
I'd say moving to a larger city during college, I discovered a local store that sold everything under the sun in when it comes to men's underwear. So I slowly started the collection. I was like, oh, thongs, I'll try those out. Jocks, I'll try those out. I was a fan younger in life. The Fruit of the Loom that I had was the bikini cut back when they made those.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what bikini cuts were, and I was like, well, a thong must be close to that. And then tried them, got hooked. And being on a budget most of my life, I've resorted to Amazon and eBay and other fast fashion outlets, I'm sorry to say. Mm-hmm. But when the sale comes along, I'm always looking for the good quality designer brands as well.
Well, you can definitely luck out in getting like Amazon brands and stuff on there. There are some that are just like, okay. And then that you randomly luck into others that are like, oh my God, these are amazing. It's a good way to experiment and try new things. And you just have to be going into it. It's kind of hit or miss. It's cheap, but because a friend just recently got me some Brave Person, which I just love. And they're super, well, compared to most underwear, they're super cheap. And so I'm just like, ooh, I'm going to have to do more of these because it's like three for like $12. And I'm like, awesome. So that's cool. That's a good way to experiment too, is try the cheaper ones and then move your way up and get sales. So you're smart. Good for you.
I will say there is a difference when it comes to the quality and the price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You can expect to get, a $3 pair of underwear and expect it to be like To Exist or Greg Home or anything like that. I mean, it may be suitable for your needs, but it's not going to be like, oh, this fabric's incredible. Yeah. It'll be like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we also share an interest because you post them on your Instagram, is singlets. You have a few singlets on your Instagram. So when did you discover singlets?
I think I've always been aware of them for the wrestling aspect of life. I've never been a wrestler, but I knew that they wore them. But the first one I ever got was probably one from eBay, and it was one that's similar to the Gruff Pup ones that are netted.
Mm-hmm.
Or they mesh, not netted, with the colorful piping. And I tried that, liked it, knew that I could never wear it to the gym or anything. So invested in the Elite one, and I've been hooked ever since. They're fun. They're fun to wear, for sure.
Yeah. Yes, they are. And I noticed that the Elite, I never got one on their site, but they're on Amazon now. They had a Black Friday special or Cyber Monday special for like $14 for their singlets.
Yeah.
So it was super cheap. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get one. I forgot about it. And I'm like, oh, I'll have to go back and look them up again because that's one I definitely want to try. And I just got two more from End to End. So
nice.
I'm a little addicted. They were $14 a piece or $15 a piece. I couldn't turn them down.
Yeah, you know? I really wanted to get some of the LED Queens, but they're no longer. I know they're still doing some capsule collections to make one day.
I have one of their singlets. I'm trying to remember which one it is. I randomly, because every time I'd go shop at singlets when he had a sale, he always sold out of my size. And because he makes the larger ones for taller and beefier guys. So everyone would go by and it's like, and the one I wanted was either the Pride one. One of them I wanted so bad and he never had it in when there was a sale or when I had money to get it. And then he stopped making them. And now it's like, ugh. So yeah, I have to let Cesar know. It's like, bring back the singlets. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. His are good. I was actually chatting last night with a friend of mine, and I was looking up, Ghost Software has a bunch of new ones that are hot. I'm like, ooh, what is this? Where did this come from? So they're good. And then I'm trying to find more singlets out there, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
And they can get quite pricey because there have been several I want that were like $120 and such, or $75, $80. So it's like, oh, Jesus, this is a lot of money for a singlet.
Yeah, I did find a really vintage one from Value Village, and it was Adidas.
Oh, nice.
It's striped red on one side, and then when you flip it out, it's straight blue.
Oh, nice.
It's reversible. It's pretty sweet.
That's a good find because, I have the fun singlets. I have the wrestling singlets that are made for wrestling. And Some are for working out, but it's fun to play with them and use them. If you could work out in them, even better, because I know very few people who can work out with them at the gym. Even the conservative ones that don't really show anything, people are like, no, you can't wear this.
Yeah, it gets to be, I haven't worn one to the gym yet. I wear it on the Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to wear them to the gym, but I haven't yet.
What I used to do is I would either wear a shirt over it, so it's like shorts, which you can get away with, or you had to wear shorts over it and wear it like a compression shirt. So,
yeah,
I've never been able to, you know, just be like, I'm in a singlet. Here I am. Which, like I said on several shows, women can wear basically the same things, and it's not a big deal, but a guy can't wear the same thing in the gym, which does not make sense to me, but whatever.
Yeah, like I wear leggings to the gym a lot, and I still get some looks sometimes, but I'm like, I wear them because they fit well, they are supportive, and they're comfortable, so get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, wearing them to the gym is awesome because it helps, like you said, they're supportive, and if you're doing legs or something, it really helps your legs, because I noticed when I worked out, if I wore spandex, it made it a lot better the next day, as opposed to not wearing them.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we need to push with other guys and be like, wear these. Come on, boys, wear them.
And leave the shorts at home.
And leave the shorts at home.
Yeah.
Men have bulges, and that's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
Some are bigger than others, and that's just the way it goes.
Also, I've never been one to wear leggings because they give me a bulge. I just wear them because they're comfortable and they fit well. So it's like I wear them for gym purposes, not. I guess it's because I'm not wearing the bulge enhancing leggings.
Yeah. Well, those really get you in trouble. Like the end to end ones, I tell people, oh my God, that's a play pair, or, you know. But even the regular ones down here, down in the South in the Bible Belt, it's like, oh my goodness. Even guys who really don't show that much, they're just like, it leaves nothing to the imagination. And I'm like, how hard are you looking? 'Cause it looks fine to me.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it's the double standard we have of men and women in spandex. So
yeah,
boo on them. That's all I got to say.
Definitely.
So do you like swim briefs as well, or what do you wear to the beach?
We don't have a lot of beaches where I live, but
me either.
I wear it all. I wear swim shorts. I wear swim briefs. I don't wear swim thongs, mainly because I don't have any. But yeah, I wear it all. It all depends on the crowd you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to wear skimpy swim briefs to a family swimming party.
Yeah, because family's kind of like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
But yeah, each has its own place. I think a lot of guys do it that way. There are some who do it and don't care, but most have, you know, like the shorts for when you got to be conservative, not the long ones, but the, you know, the newer ones. And then you got the guys with the briefs, and those who really want to go have the thongs. So
yeah.
It's always good. It's always good to see a variety of swimwear, kind of like underwear. You need a variety of different things, not all one brand, style, or color. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
So do you wear underwear that boosts your confidence? Do you specifically wear any pairs, like if you have to go to work or an event or something like that?
Listening to, actually, I think your podcast with the Texas Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
I relate a lot to him because I have massive legs. It's a genetic thing, I guess. Well, I'm going to the gym, but I need to wear longer underwear for work and like all day wear.
Okay.
Gym, I'll wear jocks or whatever floats my boat whatever I'm feeling. But I need the longer underwear during the day because I guess people call it chub rub, but like if you have thick thighs, they rub together. You can't really stop it.
True.
Yeah. So I wear it's like things like Saks underwear, bicycle short type cut underwear, mm-hmm, during the day. But there are some times where I'll need the confidence boost, and I'll wear something that really boosts my confidence.
And what styles are, which ones are those?
That is when I'll really match what I'm wearing to what I'm, like, I'll
match
the socks or match the shirt, or I find I get more confidence when everything's matching and it looks like I've planned everything to go to. Okay. And confidence-wise, it's usually the skimpier the better, but sometimes I feel just as confident in a pair of tidy whities that match everything else that I'm wearing.
Okay.
And other times it's the skimpiest things that are barely there that match the t-shirt that I'm wearing. So it's really up in the air. If I had to pick, like, it's hard to pick favorites.
That was my next question. What's your favorites right now? Well, do it right now because everyone favorites change. So whatever you're loving right now, share that.
Oh, that's difficult.
Well, you can say a few.
Coyote has a lot of nice jocks there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the old style green with the yellow stripes. That one's quite comfortable.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to say, because I have a larger collection of them, the gym jock straps, which are like the old bike,
yeah,
gray waistband.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say those are my favorites right now.
That's a good pick. Yeah. Those are pretty good. And do you get the colors, or you stick to different, the classic, or which ones do you have?
I have the white, black, red, and yellow. I'm looking to get the full rainbow.
Okay.
So if you know any good deals.
I'll look around. I'll let you know when I see it. Because
if I had to pick, I would say the yellow is my favorite.
Okay. Nice. That's the one thing about jocks now. When I grew up back in the day, it was the regular jock was it. And then you got a black one, which was like all the rage. And it was like, oh my God, it's black. And then they came out with blue and red, and it would just, everyone went crazy. And now you can get jocks in every color of the rainbow.
Yeah.
And including rainbow.
I do want to try and find the ones with the thinner waistband.
Okay. You like the swimmer jocks as opposed to the traditional thin waistband, but still the traditional look.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to try it, but I'm not, maybe because I haven't tried it before, but I am a fan of big waistbands.
Okay.
Like I'd say do you remember the silver Calvin Klein collection?
Oh, yeah.
They had like the really big, I think that was like the first brand that really went big on the waistband.
Yeah.
Everybody just went like, we're going to go with a 4-inch waistband. Maybe it's not 4 inches, but you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. It was, those were a good 2+ inches on those. And then jocks are usually like the traditional or 3 inches. So it really depends. And those are for waistband lovers, and some like it, some don't. And I think more boys are not liking it lately than before, but
yeah.
It goes in waves.
I think it's because I grew up in a, well, I didn't grow up, but my late teens, early 20s was everybody in pop culture had that band showing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I always revert back to that.
Because I think true underwear guys want something different than everyone else has.
Yeah.
I think we want to be like, okay, everyone else is wearing this, I need to be wearing something different.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I remember college bar scene years where always guys had their underwear showing because they wanted to show off that they had the Gigo. Is it Gigo?
G-I-G-O. Oh, I don't know how you say it.
I don't
know. That's close enough.
Yeah, they wanted to show off that they had like the newest color of that one. And of course, it was always something that would show up super bright under the black lights. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some still do that, thanks to the low-rise jeans,
yeah.
Which I personally hate them because I always feel like I'm falling out of them. But, you know, show off your underwear if you want to.
Yeah.
That's what it's made for when you go out.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, you like some different stuff. And then, of course, singlet. So every time I see you post a singlet, I'm like, yes, singlet. Yes. My favorite.
More often.
Which is a good thing, which is a very good thing. Keep doing it. I encourage that.
Thank you.
Because I think more guys need singlets, and to wear them, but it takes time. It's a little more expensive and pricier than underwear, which some guys won't believe that because I'm like, there are some expensive underwear, but usually singlets are 40 and up. So
yeah,
unless you get a sale at End-to-End Market, you get them for 14 and then you buy them. You buy a lot of them. I'm just saying
that site on their sales.
What's that?
I said I have to start looking at that brand for sales.
Yes, you have to look. And like they did a big Cyber Monday, Black Friday. There was one that I really wanted. I didn't notice it before. And it's one of their pricier ones. And I was looking at it last night with a friend of mine because he was wanting to get some. And I'm like, oh, get this. And he went back to order it and they were sold out of extra large, which I wear and he wears. And I texted Andrew at End-to-End and said, whose children do I have to sell to get one of these? Because I will sell somebody's children for this. And he just laughed at me. So I'm like, damn, I didn't notice these. So yeah. And there's lots of brands coming out and I've noticed a lot more brands are advertising and posting on Instagram that do like real singlets for wrestlers. And they do one-offs and whatnot. So they're starting to do more and more and more, which I'm happy to see. I'm very happy to see that.
Yeah.
Go get singlets, boys. You're going to love them. I'm just saying. It's like wearing a hug, as I say it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. It's like super tight and all the right places. And a good singlet doesn't constrict you or movement, but it's just like holds you together. Enough of singlets because I'll talk for hours on singlets by themselves.
Yeah.
So that wraps up all my questions. So super easy, super painless. And the easiest question is always the last question is the easiest question of all. It's where can they find you online?
So I am on Instagram under Porcupine Vigor, where they can find me.
Go over and follow him. And of course, if you're dyslexic like me and can't spell, it will be in the show notes, so you can go there, look, or the site, and get the link directly to his Instagram. And yes, thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure to finally get you on and talk about underwear and gear.
Thank you so much for having me.
And yes, definitely. And we will have another podcast for you soon, guys. So stay tuned. I've been recording like crazy in November, December. So you're going to have plenty throughout the new year. So have a great week and we will talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.